John Fitch here. We are quarantined and I'm live right now. So how's everybody doing? It's been a minute. I've been busy even though we're locked down. But yeah, I wanted to go live and talk to people. I don't have any guests or nothing. You guys are the guests. Let's have a nice chat. Phil, what's up? Phil Bronies in the house. What's up, buddy? But yeah, man. So I just wanted to chat with everybody, see how everybody's doing. You guys losing your minds yet? I know it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, leaving you tomorrow. You know I did everything that I can. You know I begged, stole, and I borrowed. Yeah, I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy, easy like Sunday morning. Yeah, being easy like Sunday morning. I'm beginning to regret not walking to the liquor store and getting a bottle of scotch before the show. I'm regretting that right now. But I have a bottle, a glass of water. Yay. What are all of you guys thinking about this little scenario? Because everybody's losing their minds. Some people think we're all going to die, or a bunch of people, millions and millions of people are going to die from the sickness. Some people think that more people are going to die because of the economic collapse that's happening because we're all inside and not doing anything, not buying anything. And I don't know. I'm hoping that we are shedding the hallucination. I hope that that's what's happening right now. I hope we can shed this hallucination, this hallucinization, this chase for money and things. You know, the styles of life that we've been living. Like it's not necessary. We don't have to work as hard as we shouldn't have to work as hard as we do. Like. Industrialization kind of switched things up on the human race, I think, and profiteering has been a problem. I think people need to get back to basics. What do you actually need to survive and be happy and live a good life? I mean, do you really need to live in the big city? Do you need the fancy cars? Do you need the fancy clothes? You need all that stuff, all the stuff. Give me all the stuff. I want all the stuff. I like stuff. That's good. It's good to work for stuff and have stuff. But at the same time, I feel like we don't really enjoy our lives. We don't live. We don't live. We pay off debt. Work our ass off to pay off debt. You know, I don't know. Like, you're allowed to have a little bit of fun when you're a kid and a teenager and you go to college and party a little bit. But then you're supposed to work slave wage hours till you die. I don't know. Is that really the best we can do, human persons? Is that really the best we can do? Is it necessary? Can we like get into some more rural living, some more self supported living? You know, your own little garden, your own rabbits, some chickens, a goat. Something, is that a possibility? Can we possibly do that? Is that in any way a realistic future? I just think too many people want to live this high spending city life, and then everybody's spending all their money on entertainment and things to distract themselves, and they're not actually living their lives with their family and putting in time with people. Well, I don't know. Let's see. What is this? Epfuzz says no great opportunity to get out in nature with the kids. Yeah, it is a good time to get out with the kids. The only problem is they're closing down some of nature, aren't they? They're closing down. Like, either you can get in trouble, be at the park, they're chasing people away from the park. I don't know. It's silly. I can't go to the range and shoot arrows. It's outside. The targets are far apart. I don't understand that. Connor says, this is content I needed today. Thanks, John. You're welcome. Happy to support. Give you something. Oh, yeah, guys. I got these new shirts. TKO store. You can follow the link at the bottom. I got a link tree, so all the links are in that one link. Yes, you can check the shirts out. They got four different shirts. They're pretty cool. Andrew, what's up, dude? It was says definitely drinking more with the lockdown. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, why not? I mean, you can't go to happy hour, but like you usually get your shit done. You know, it's like it's hard not to get your shit done by like four. So then it makes sense to have a happy hour by yourself. That's what I was thinking about doing. I was thinking about doing a happy hour podcast on like Thursdays or something at four. have some cocktails and then have people call in and have cocktails and have happy hour virtual happy hour. Andrew says, I was bored as F. Glad you're on. Thanks. I'm glad I'm on too. Yep, just gimme. Bolzonia. Clever. This has made me realize that I need to get out of the city and get some land and get off the grid. Yeah, to be able to get away and get away from some people. Like, I'm stuck. I'm stuck because I've got the kids here and I got hornswoggled into coming back to San Jose, and now I live in San Jose, and if I want to be around my kids, I got to be here. So I have this huge population of people around me, which is cool for dating, but not so much for surviving an apocalypse. Oh man. But you know, if shit gets bad, at least there's lots of homeless people we can eat. I'm just kidding. That's how you get coronavirus. Connor says, hell no, look how we don't need fast food anymore. Yeah, so excuse me. Not even fast food, but a lot of restaurant food. Like a lot of people are cooking a lot of the food today. I mean, especially if like you're trying to DoorDash everything and have everything delivered and do pickups, like you're spending a ton of money and you don't really probably have a lot of money coming in. That's gotta hurt. So it's forced some people to probably have to start cooking their own stuff, doing a lot of stuff themselves, cleaning, mowing their own lawns, stuff like that. I mean, I mentioned this before, but I can't remember which podcast it is in, but you know, the switch to homeschooling for everybody, figuring out, you know, how to teach the kids and the time it takes, it's kind of not hard. It's kind of fun. It's honestly, it feels kind of like we've got a structure now. It feels like playing a board game, and it's a fun goof around. Try to make it fun. But yeah, I don't know. That might change how education is going to be happening in the future. And it's scaring the bejesus out of some of the school people like taking our tax money to have these damn schools. But people from, oh, I'll share this. This is the chick. This chick from Harvard. Do you guys see this chick? She was saying that this chick, David Spade's mother, says Harvard professor wants to ban homeschooling because it's authoritarian. Authoritarian. How is that possible that it's authoritarian? Yeah. What is this? Okay, this is giving me problems. Okay. Let's see what the thing says. She wants to ban homeschooling, says it's authoritarian. It's ridiculous. Yeah, what'd she say right here? The issue is, do we think that parents should have 24/7 essentially authoritarian control over their children from ages 0 to 18? I think that's dangerous. She said, I think it's always dangerous to put powerful people in charge of the powerless and to give the powerful ones total authority. So, like, she's saying that parents are evil and they're going to do mean shit to their kids and they shouldn't be allowed to instruct them or teach them. She's mad because she wants to be the one who gets to tell them what to think and how to feel about everything. She wants to brainwash them. She wants authoritarian control. It's such a weird thing. She's projecting. Man. Who is this? Okay, she said, aside from its biting one-sided portrayal of homeschooling families that mischaracterizes the vast majority of today's homeschoolers, it's filled with misinformation and incorrect data, wrote Harvard graduate and homeschooler Carrie McDonald in the letter to the magazine's editor. Yeah, so like I keep hearing more and more stuff from the pro homeschooling camp, and the pro homeschooling camp is speaking from experience, right? So everybody I'm hearing saying positive things about homeschooling either was homeschooled themselves or homeschooled their children. I haven't heard anybody come forward and say that, yeah, I was homeschooled. It was awful. I was set back. I wasn't socialized white, right? Everything was terrible. It never happened. I haven't heard it. So all I'm hearing is people who actually did this stuff and felt good and had a good time and liked it. And the people who don't like it, don't want it, never did it, have no idea what they're talking about. It's very, very wild. And everybody talks about socialization, but like how many terrible people are in school? And there's a lot of bad experiences from school. They're not all positive. You can have more control over your kids' socialization, like family functions. I got socialized through family functions. I had tons of cousins, uncles and aunts, people of all different ages. So it wasn't just my exact age group. I don't know. I mean, I was at school too, but I feel like there was more bad influences at school than being socialized at baseball and soccer and my parents' bowling league. It says, I think it has forced people to slow down, which I think will be a silver lining. Yeah, I think really needs, yeah, people need to slow down. And I think it was causing people to slow down. Like, do you really need to do all this shit? Emo Latino. Thoughts on Doja Cat? I don't know who that is. That's a good idea. I forgot what the idea was. Andrew, bro, this lockdown helped me get jacked. Nice. Lift weights, get jacked. What's up, Marco? Marco says, watch a documentary by Michael Moore, Where to Invade Next. I mean, I'm so tired of the politics stuff. It's such an ugly machine. And, like, nothing ever changes. So, I don't know. I feel like I need to focus more on my close circle and the people directly connected to me rather than worrying about stuff that doesn't seem like I can affect in any way. Marco says, I saw your how to tie your BJJ belt and it was good. You should do a how to properly drain your cauliflower ear at home video too. Well, I don't want to get it either. And I don't want to get in trouble if somebody sticks a needle in their ear and does it wrong. Maybe they catch coronavirus. Mr. Weinstein, how's prison treating you? Did China create the virus in a lab? They did. I think that's very highly likely. If they let it go on purpose, or if somebody just screwed up. Because I think these countries, our country too, I think they probably fuck around with this stuff all the time. Try to make different bioweapons and different things that they can use. So somebody walked out with it on his lab coat or something. I don't know. He scratched his nuts. Forgot to wash his hands. Marco Polo says, who do you think will win, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? I think Trump is running unopposed right now. Phil, why is the connection blow? I don't know. Am I skipping? Is something wrong, guys? It seems like everything's clear on my end. I'm not sure what you're referring to. Where are you at? Marco says, Gordon Ryan will dominate MMA when he transitions to MMA. You never know until somebody gets hit in the mouth. You really don't. You have no idea. Brian Telford says, I will not submit. That's right. Are you guys watching the Waco stuff? I just watched the first like two episodes of Waco. Is that pretty good? It's crazy, man, what they did with Ruby Ridge. They were crazy. They were going there, man. Our government is screwed up a lot. Wicked Blazar says, John Fitch is boy fighter and a YouTuber. Arthur, you got me. So cool. I love Rumi. You're right. She is projecting. I think so. Brian Telford, I have been reading the Federalist Papers. Yeah. What are you getting out of that? Dookie Love says, how was your 420? It was okay. It was okay. I did a show with Tinkle, but I had the kids, so I didn't really get to celebrate much. So, I mean, I didn't go to any shows or do any like cool stuff. So it was very low key. Everyone is autodidactic. What is that? What is autodidactic? It's a big word. It's a college word. Harvey says, John, where's the lawsuit at? Last we let off in the case of the UFC fighters versus UFC is we had evidentiary hearings in August, and we have to wait. It's going to be up to a year before the judge gives his decision on what he heard, and we're waiting to get class certification. We get class certification, and it's we move forward to trial, I believe. There's like two things he has to judge on, and I think we get those two judgments, and we're off. Got a case, Johnny. Excuse me. Marco Polo, marriage is not worth it. It is a major, huge sacrifice for a man to make. You are giving up way more than the female ever will in that situation and scenario. You're giving up all of your power. If you do not have a very good prenup, and even then, it's not the greatest situation. You know, you have kids, and no matter what, if you have kids, you're screwed anyways. Because you're not going to have any power in that situation. You're very likely going to lose custody. You know, if you're lucky, you'll get 50% custody. I mean, a lot of places now are trying to go more on the 50% custody approach, but still probably not, you know. And then even if you're 50% custody, there's a good chance they're going to make you pay child support on top of it anyways. It's not a good time to be a man who wants to have a family and have kids. It's scary. So, I mean, you have to adjust though, because if it's something you want to do, because I wanted to do it, if I would have known how bad things would have been, I would have prepared better. But you got to do the prenup. You got to, otherwise, you know, the girl's not worth it. There'll be another one. I guaranteed there'll be another one. There's beautiful women turn 18 every day. Don't do it without the paperwork. Just don't do it. And you may want to plan instead on just being a baby daddy, right? And create an account, create a side account that's going to be for your child or children. And money goes into that account before you're even actively trying to have kids, so that you start to have that savings ready for when you do have a kid. Just don't ever tell any girls that that account exists, or don't tell them, don't ever let the girl ever know what your money situation looks like. That's a no-no. That's another mistake I learned. Never, ever, ever. You never split the account. And if you do, if that's not the main account, you don't talk about all your other investments. You have side investments, side projects, things in your own that you keep separate and shouldn't even know about. Just the way it is. It'll be better for your relationship. RV says, you look more like a tennis player. Oh, wow. Yep. I love whacking balls around. Mark Polo says, watch documentary Out of Shadows. Okay. Watch. Work of Shadows. Interesting. I haven't heard of it. What's it about? You got a synopsis about that? You got a description? I got things that didn't come through here. Okay, here we go. Brian Telfer said, I have been requested for Jew duty. What is so important? Damn, dude. Marco Polo, block the troll, John. That guy's gone. Marco Polo. True, Gordon might be the best grappler, but once you hit and get hit, the game changes. True, yeah, it's different. Plus, I mean, I don't know, rash guards can play a difference. The rounds can play a difference. Marco, what was the hardest part of MMA for you, John? The fact that it doesn't operate like a sport, that it's entertainment, that it's they're just putting on a production, just putting on a show. I didn't fully get that in the beginning because it was, you know, they made everybody believe that it was a sport because they're trying to get it regulated and treated as a sport. But it really is just a production. It's a production. If I would have known that it was pro wrestling going into it, I could have attacked it a little bit differently. And I would have made more money. But then again, I don't know. I was kind of headstrong. So, Brian Hilford said, hardest thing in life is being a righteous father. I like being a dad. It's fun. Julian Dickerson said, that inspired me. There's millions of women turning 18 as we speak. Very true. Yes, it is. So like there's so many options for girls out there. As long as you are making yourself the magnet that draws them in, like you're going to be okay. Don't get that one eye. Just don't ever feel like, oh, if I lose her, I'll never find anyone ever again. Like it needs to be a decision where you're like, yeah, this is a mutually beneficial situation. We're both happy. We both benefit from this. Then you can move forward into a more serious relationship, but you're going to have to be okay with taking the risks involved, because I mean, it can turn on you out of nowhere and the relationship's over and you lose half your shit. It's just a scary truth to it, but like, it's nice to be married and having kids is awesome. So you just got to navigate, you know, what is your life going to look like? What do you really want with your life? Don't design your life the way you were told, you know, like if people told you, you need to get married and have a woman and this stuff, like don't do it because you're being told that reason. Like do it because you're like, you genuinely want to have kids. You genuinely want to pass on your knowledge and your DNA. I did. Love Rumi says, to pursue greatness or excellence, one has to make many sacrifices. Do you recommend pursuing excellence, even if one never gets recognized or rewarded financially? Yes. Yes. But it's the chase. It's the chase of that excellence that makes it great. That's glorious, right? It's glorious to chase excellence. You'll never be perfect. You'll never be perfect. Nothing is ever perfect. You can't be perfect, but the pursuit of perfection, that's true glory. That's joy. That's how you live. Make memories. Harvey Weinstein says, do you think War Machine should get early release? I hope he can fight again one day. I don't think he's ever going to get early release. They villainized him so much in that court case and everything. I have a hard time thinking he's going to get out. They have a show on YouTube that talks about his case. And, man, War Machine did horrible things. But at the same time, I don't think it's right that they kind of painted that girl as like a saint in the movie like they did. They made it sound like she was just some innocent girl they picked up off the street, not a porn star who's getting gangbanged all the time. And yeah, there's definitely a piece of the story that was left out that I think would be more fair if it was talked about. But yeah, it was definitely a one-sided story, but he's still a monster for what he did. Julian Dickerson says, do you believe that in New York, there are cat-sized rats and alligators in the sewer? I don't know about the sewer thing. I don't think sewer thing, but I've seen the giant rats. I've seen giant rats, and I thought it was a raccoon. It was not a raccoon. That's some scary shit. People need second chances in life. Maybe. I mean, it depends on the situation. It really does. It really depends on the situation. You know, if you've got a lot of history with somebody and they make a little bit of a mess up, maybe. But I don't know. If you've been burned by somebody, there's so many people in the world. Like, I don't know if you need to, like, have that person around anymore. Like, you don't have to hold any resentment or hate or whatever for them. Just, like, know that, okay, that person's trouble. I probably should just stay clear. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Somebody else can give them a second chance. Lee the Flea, who do you think has a better chance versus Khabib, Tony or Gaethje? I think, I think Tony has the best chance of cutting him and catching him with something like a cut. But I think the funner fight is honestly Gaethje. I think Khabib has them both overpowered, but Gaethje I think is a little bit funner of a fight. Matt W, what's up, dude? Charlie Kim, who was your toughest opponent in your career? I guess GSP would be the toughest opponent. Julian, yes, I agree. Unfortunately, the West created MMA as a little abusive, capitalistic cash grab. Pro wrestling, no union sport. Yep, Khabib time. Julian, do you agree with the one championship owner that said the West tainted MMA? Personally, strongly disagree, yet agree in certain parts. I mean, the UFC, yeah, did taint it because the way Zuffa structured everything, having the promotional title, you know, promoter controlling exclusive contracts and the title is illegal. They're not supposed to do that. The original UFC was tournaments, so it was a one-time event thing, so it was different. You won the title that night by winning the tournament. But yeah, when they switched the model up and it's supposed to be a sanctioning body controlling the title. It's supposed to be a third party that doesn't have anything to do with the promotion. So that did taint it a little bit, and they turned it into a straight entertainment, right? It's entertainment, not sports. it's different. It's and it's entertainment based business model versus a sport based business model. Matt W, stay red pilled. Yeah, once you go, there's no real way to go back. Brian Telford said, my grandmother told me the beauty of men is they believe they are the fisher of women without realizing they are the catch. Yes, that's genius. Your grandmother is a genius lady. You give Gammy a big old hug. That's true. Yeah. So that's the number one thing men need to remember is that you are the prize. You're the prize. They're trying to impress you. They're trying to get with you. You're the one that has the resources. You're the one that has the longer shelf life. If all she brings is sex to the table, she doesn't bring much to the table. If you're a confident, halfway jacked dude, you're doing things with your life, like your sex is not going to be difficult. So don't lower yourself to the easy trash. Don't act like you're trying to pursue them. That's not how it works. Julian, the USA doesn't want people woke, huh? No, I think that's a problem. I think people went overly woke in this country. And I don't know. There's just a lot of reality that's not. There's a lot of things that are messed up, but everything's messed up. Lee the Flea, a serial killer called the Green River Killer, even tried asking for early release because of Corona. That's funny. If you never know, and if you're not trying. Not trying. Julian says, did you ever hear about Pizzagate? Yeah, I heard about Pizzagate. It's some weird stuff. I love Rumi. The giant rats are real in New York City. I believe so. Charlie Kim, do you think GSP was on roids when he fought you? I've heard rumors, but there's no way to tell. There's no way to speculate and understand. Because I honestly don't think I know that I fought guys that were on steroids. I don't think that they helped those guys. They didn't feel any stronger or better because they had used steroids. I used steroids against Pilares. I did not feel any stronger or better. Supposed to help with recovery. I just really don't think unless you're going up a weight class and you're putting on muscle mass, I don't think they really help that much. It's supposed to help with recovery, but I didn't see it unless I wasn't doing enough of them or I didn't do them long enough. That's just my opinion of it. I think it's like a mental crutch for a lot of guys, unless you're moving up weight classes. Like in that show, they're showing like a war machine. Okay. Well, he talked about using testosterone and TRT. And they showed that, when you look at him when he was in prison for a while, like how much smaller he was. He was a 55 pounder when he was in jail and not on the sauce, but then he was, walking around 200 pounds when he's out and on the sauce. Julian says, giant rats scary. I bet they would give a king cobra a run for its money. Put up a good fight against a python, I mean. Joe Rogan also said the rats are predatory. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Julian said, but Zuffa is long gone now, WME. Yeah, they bought it and they run the same program. They're not gonna give up the monopoly. They're not gonna give up the control they have. I don't think they understood how illegal it was when they bought it. They got tricked. They bought a turd in a nice box. Nicely wrapped turd. Julian says, genius, exactly. She will grow old and nasty. Sex is not everything in life. Plus, sex won't be the same once you need to take the blue pill. Yeah, it's that's the thing is then you get into a relationship and like the woman goes through menopause and when her lower levels of testosterone drop, like she loses sexual interest. She's just not into it as much. So like you might as well, guys, take your time. If you want to have kids, get married, take your time and get yourself a nice 20-year-old when you're in your 30s or your 40s. do it then. There's no need to rush. Julian says Brock Lesnar for a fact took roids. Probably. Julian Dixon, no troll. How painful was Pilari's knee bar? I mean, it got tight. And then, you know, I felt it kind of, felt like a sharp pain. I didn't tear it all the way through, so I didn't have the surgery or nothing. But, like, he kind of didn't let go, so that hurt. But I forgot about it. You know, I was more upset with the loss than anything else. And then kind of the embarrassment, I knew what I did to try to win, and I still didn't. And it's like, just like, what the fuck, you dumb jackass? What the hell are you doing? So what's, anybody else have some news? Any coronavirus news? Anything popped up? Anything important? I'm going to scroll and, see if I have any other, No, I guess I don't have any other, oh, I thought this was funny. This is a funny story. I don't know if it's a real story though. That's the problem. It sounds kind of fake. This Kenyan, leader. Kenyan governor blasted over plans to include Hennessy in coronavirus care packages. I thought this guy was a hero, quite honestly. I like this guy. I mean, come on. Like, people are at home. Give them a little pick-me-up. Why not? What's wrong with a little coronavirus care package? Trump's telling people to drink bleach today, wasn't he? Governor of Nairobi, Kenya, was blasted on social media after announcing his plans to include small bottles of Hennessy in food packs being distributed to the city's poor families amid the coronavirus pandemic. Wow. From the research, which has been conducted by World Health Organization and various health organizations, it has been revealed that alcohol plays a very major role in killing the coronavirus or any sort of virus, Sonko said. Is he serious? One wrote. I can't believe it. I still have to replay the video for the 10th time. Did he say Hennessy kills COVID-19 if you drink? Did he really say that? Is that what he said? I don't know, man. What is he wearing? Look at this guy.
Which has been conducted by the World Health Organization and various health organizations. It has been revealed that alcohol plays a very major role in killing the coronavirus.
As you wear it.
If you see, you check the sanitizer and you check the alcohol content, you'll find out.
The WHO is showed that, that's funny. Oh, that's fun. That's fun. Well, Julian says, what do you think is the most painful submission? Probably anything with a knee or legs because it takes so much longer to heal from. Julian says, when do you think this will be over, this COVID-19? I don't know, man. It may not be over for a while because we have the economic fallout that's happening. We don't know what's going to go on with that. I don't know what's going on with the stocks. They seem to be eerily high when there's no, like, money being spent or whatever. Oil's kind of crashed. there's issues in different countries. Some people are rioting, food shortages. So I don't know. We may have a while before we're done with the mess of this. I think we're just getting started, honestly. I think this is just kind of phase one of it, and we got to recover from this, and it might take a little while. Jason X Sensation. What are your thoughts on fights with no crowd? Do fighters care about people in the seats? It definitely helps. It's definitely a positive thing to have a bunch of people yelling and screaming in the crowd. Even yelling, booing, and whatever, hissing at you. Doesn't matter. Energy. That energy can help with momentum. That energy can help sway judges. It's definitely different. It's definitely different. But at the same time, most fighters probably came up on smaller shows, had a couple fights, at least on a smaller show, that had 500 audience members, maybe less, in it. So it's not like guys aren't used to not fighting in front of people. Guys who came from wrestling backgrounds have wrestled in front of gymnasiums with nobody other than their teammates and maybe close family. So being able to perform under that circumstance shouldn't be that difficult of a switch. But at the same time, it does affect the situation. Matt W. says, "Amen, John. We live in an age of abundance, food, luxuries, and women. Don't settle because chances are 49 out of 50 of those one gals are replaceable. And view you that way for sure. 100. I don't believe that men and women love in the same way at all. I don't think they do. I think men are the real romantics. Lee the Flea says, if they included weed in them, that'd be even better. Yeah, it's like you get a Hennessy, some Black and Milds, and some weed. It's part of your care package. Oh man, I'd be such a great dictator. Oh, what about Kim Jong-un? He might be alive. What do you guys think? He's dead. You guys think Jim, whatever, the dictator, his sister's kind of smoking hot. I think it's kind of cool that the world's most evilest dictator and most oppressive dictator in the world is this hot Asian chick. That's kind of cool. It's kind of sexy. The future is female. The future is female. Oh man. MMA reviewer, what's up, dude? Hey brother, this whole COVID stuff is too much. We are just going to open a gym in my home and keep competitive. Post our matches on YouTube and just do it ourselves. That's one way. It's one way to do it. Obsessed MMA fan says, do you follow or look into what Q says, or do you agree with Jason and not believe the hype from NWI? Yeah, I don't buy the Q thing. It's a fantasy. I mean, it's like, you do believe in Nostradamus? You think Nostradamus was right? I don't know. It doesn't seem like enough of it is accurate enough to do anything, and nothing else is, you know, like the rest, the pedophile crackdown stuff isn't really happening. I don't know, man. I don't really think it's a real thing. Julia says, so you give this pandemic a year or two? Well, I mean, I think we might be back to, you know, open for business this summer, you know, by August. But I don't know about events. Like, events may be limited the way businesses do business, like restaurants. They might have to close like half their restaurant down. Like, might not be able to have as many people in the restaurant at the same time. So there may be things like that. There may be enforced like mask rules and laws. But the economic part of it, I don't know. Like, that shift, because we took a big hit financially at the same time. You know, the housing prices could take a hit. The oil prices are already kind of fucked. And then people's habits altogether, you know, if the school systems change and we're not having school and dropping the kids off at school anymore because it's too big of a risk, and that's a shift culturally, well, then, you know, other industries, other things are going to pop up. Things are going to change drastically. And I don't know how long that change is going to take before we are running smoothly and everything's like a new normal. I don't know how long it's going to take. It could be 10 years. How long did it take us to recover from 9/11? MMA reviewer, this is a political pandemic. Now they are saying that the virus gives people between 20 to 40 heart attacks. Just changing the way the disease affects us now. Yeah, it's hard to follow everything. I'm just staying out of a lot of the predictions and stuff that's being said about it. Matt W., John Buddy, you should grow your hair long if this shutdown doesn't end and rename the channel Don Juan Fitch, the realist romantic. Well, I mean, I was talking about growing a David Koresh mullet because like the waves in the back are getting long, you know, little tail back here. So the hair is, it's going to start getting big. We'll see what happens there. Julian says, why do you think RDA struggles with wrestlers so much? Because they have good positioning, so it's hard for him to use his jiu-jitsu successfully. And because of the wrestling, they're also able to kind of freeze him with the striking because he's worried about the takedown. So you can make him pause and hesitate. Jason X Sensation. What are the odds you go back to the bank, the UFC, back to the UFC? Probably not very many at all. With the class action lawsuit that's going through, I don't think they're going to like me or want me around. So yeah, it's I have too big of a mouth. I would tell too many people how bad they're getting ripped off. Tell Connor how bad they're robbing him. That dude would make so much more money if he left the UFC and just promoted himself in his own show in Ireland. Way richer. Way richer. Easily. Could fly in bums from all over the world and beat them up. He could be like, I'm going on a world tour. I'm going to beat every country's ass. Who the fuck are you? He could just fight somebody from every country. Just get some bum. Hype it up. Ireland beats up the whole planet. 100 billionaire. Easy money. Easy money. I guarantee it. I call now. Easy money. Julian Dickerson, sign with one championship, John. No, I would rather have a free market where fighters could promote themselves or go to different promotions, fight for sanctioned belts. I'm an old man, too. If I can't get paid well for, you know, the next fights, like it's getting not to be worth it for me. You know, it's, yeah, it's no bueno. I don't want to get beat up for $60,000 or win a fight or have the judges call it a draw, some bull crap like that for peanuts. You guys know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, man. I'm trying to find something to play. Yeah, I think I'm going to play that. So it's almost been an hour. What else do you guys got going on, huh? Anybody else got some news? No news? Nothing pandemic related? Pandemonium? Pandemic ammonium. I am gonna try to go to the beach tomorrow. I wrote a blog today. Five tips for up and coming fighters. Five tips. I'm gonna have my business manager is gonna edit it tomorrow. Make sure it's nice. But yeah, I put some stuff out there. Hopefully that'll be up soon. I'll have my newsletter out next week also. So make sure you guys are signed up for the newsletter. If you guys haven't, you'll get all of the inside dirt from the newsletter. Some of my other writing you won't get anywhere else. Sign up for the newsletter, bros. Okay. Have a good night, guys. Hope you guys take it easy. Hope you guys are enjoying your lockdown. Brian Telford, sponsorships, private marketing deals. Yes. Julian says, Rampage. Jackson said, all of Pride FC tournaments were fixed. Agree. There was a lot of leveraging, and they were not opposed to doing works over there at the time. So some were. Who knows if all of them were. Matt W., Jonathan Koresh, the realist romantic. Teaching men to build harems, forget dating. I like it, bro. Dude, you know what? That's a wild movie. That's something I have to talk about. There's some major alpha beta stuff going on in that scenario, you know, where you have guys who are voluntarily turning themselves into cucks. They're having their wives, like, they're going abstinent and they're not having sex anymore. And then the guy, David Koresh, is having banging all the women. It's insanity. And the guys just go along with it. Wow. That is a form of simp. That's a simp. That's like these guys who pay the e-girls. No difference. It's wild. Brian Telford says, you have constitutional rights. Go outside, live well. Julian says, all Muay Thai kickboxers end up the same, taken down and choked out. Yes. I mean, yeah, it happens a lot. Brian Telford says, John Locke is a great read. Ownership of self. Cool. Thanks for the tips. Oh, man. All right, guys. So, you guys haven't seen it yet, Wake Up Bible. Give it a read. It's quick. Quick read. There's a free chapter to my other book. You can buy that book too. Help out. I got more stones, new stones up in my stones company shop. You guys can go and check that out. Like I said, sign up for newsletter, johnfish.net. Check out the Instagram. We're trying to build that up. It's getting there. All right, guys. I'm going to check you later. I'm going to sing a song before I go. There's a steel train coming through. I will take it if I can. And I would not lie to you because Sunday morning soon will come and things will be much easier to say upon the microphone like a boss DJ. I won't walk upon the sea like it was dry land. Boss DJ ain't nothing but a man. No trouble, no fuss. I know why it's so nice. Wanna hear the same song twice. It's so nice. Wanna hear the same song twice. Rumors flying all over town, but it's stones and sticks. It's on the microphone is where I get my fix. Let the loving take hold of me, cause it will if you let it. I'm funky, not a junkie, but I know where to get it. No trouble, no fuss. I know why it's so nice. Wanna hear the same song twice. It's so nice. Wanna hear the same song twice. Mr. DJ, don't stop the music. I wanna know, are you feeling the same way too? Wanna rock you, girl, ooh, girl, ooh, girl, ooh, girl. And there really ain't no time to waste. Really ain't no time to hate. Ain't got no time to waste, time to hate. Really ain't no time to make the time go away. Hey, hey, because it's so nice. Wanna hear the same song twice. It's so nice. Wanna hear the same song twice. Ooh-wee, girl. Ooh-wee, girl. Wee, girl. Ooh-wee, girl. Nowadays, the songs on the radio all drive me crazy. Don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, 'cause it's so nice. Yeah! All right, guys. Hope you had a good one. Check you laters.